This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Coming up, Trump takes a bold move against the eugenics operation. But first, a key report from Mark Dice. Jimmy Fallon finally grows a pair of huevos.
As you know, the late-night talk shows stopped being funny on election night 2016, with most of them showing no signs of returning to comedy anytime soon. But there is a glimmer of hope for Jimmy Fallon, who has been the least political of all of the hosts, not wanting to drive away half of his audience. In what has to be the funniest skit on late-night TV in over 2 years, Jimmy Fallon's impression of Beto O'Rourke is almost indistinguishable of the fake Latino himself. Here he is doing an impression of Beto's announcement that he's running for president.
I'm Beto O'Rourke, and I'm excited. That's it. I'm just excited. Oh, yeah. I'm also running for president of the United States.
Oh, Jimmy, mocking the Democrats like that's going to get you snubbed from the award shows again for sure. As you may recall, when he had Donald Trump on his show shortly before the 2016 election, liberals were absolutely furious because he was too nice to him. And the rumor has it that that was the reason why the Emmys snubbed him that year, not even nominating him. I'm having increasing suspicions that Beto O'Rourke may be playing a character, and that his entire campaign is a spoof on a Democrat running for president.
Along this current trajectory, there will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There is going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater that are above the sea right now. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis. The crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
I just love that global warming is going to cause the end of the world bit, Beto. That's hilarious. He must have drawn inspiration from Stephen Colbert because his old show on Comedy Central was based around a parody of a crazy Republican. Only Beto's put the shoe on the other foot now. For his latest bit, he's apologized for his white privilege after he joked a couple times on the campaign trail that his wife is raising their kids with a little bit of his help. Not only will I not say that again, but I will be more thoughtful going forward in the way that I talk about our marriage, and also the way in which I acknowledge the truth of the criticism that I have enjoyed white privilege. In fact, Beto's antics are so strange that even MSNBC is telling him to stop.
As we turn more and more attention to 2020, we're going to be talking more and more about where the candidates stand. And in the case of one Beto O'Rourke, we know. Countertops, tables, places where feet ought not go. Robert Francis O'Rourke, shame on you, standing on tables and in shoes, no less. It hasn't just happened once. Oh, no, this is a trend that appears to have legs. Feet go on the floor, sir, not on surfaces where people eat. Why can't you be more like Mitt Romney? He's so worried about spreading germs, he removes the candles from his birthday cake before he blows them out. So I implore you, Beto, get off the tabletops, be more grounded, make it your sole responsibility to put your best foot forward.
If MSNBC is mocking the Democrats' beloved Beto, you know there's something strange going on. Things are going so bad in the comedy industry these days that AT&T DirecTV almost drops Comedy Central from their entire distribution. The Daily Show's affirmative action hire Trevor Noah posted this video on Twitter begging his audience to call AT&T DirecTV and plead with them not to drop Comedy Central.
I'm Trevor Noah from The Daily Show. And if you think government shutdowns are bad, get ready for something worse. AT&T DirecTV might drop Comedy Central and up to 22 other Viacom channels. They'll be shutting down your access to all new episodes of your favorite shows. So, take action. Call AT&T DirecTV and let them know that you want Comedy Central.
Maybe it's just time to bring back Craig Kilborn and make comedy great again. Last year, my favorite comedian Jay Leno, who was fired by NBC's Tonight Show, despite still being number one after over 20 years, said that the tone of the late-night comedy in the Trump era is depressing. After all, it doesn't make much sense to fire someone if they're number one in the ratings and have been for decades, unless they start to up.
Well, that's right. It's not about what's popular. It's about the globalist one, isn't it, Mark? The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live right now, broadcasting worldwide on AM and FM and simulcast at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com with our audio and video streams. Owen Schroyer has gone downtown Austin. Wish I'd have got told about that. I'd have him on with a live feed to a pro-vaccine rally because today is World Autism Day. You know, we've gone from 1 in 35,000 having autism to 1 in 58. You go to any public place that has children, a large portion of them can't talk. Most of them are little boys. But we're not supposed to ask why that's happening, even though we have the science and know why. So there's an article up on InfoWars.com that has a live feed if you want to see Owen right now at that event, because they're having a pro-vaccine rally to get in everybody's face, of course, on World Autism Day. Owen Schroyer, Streets of Austin. In fact, we'll probably go to some of the, as that gets going, with the feed is up live right now. Now, why do I raise that? I was already planning to cover vaccines today because a guy that works here and a guy I was friends with before he worked here, Pat Riley, and his wife have had their second son. And the blood-brain barriers on boys aren't as strong and autoimmune and also allergic responses in boys are statistically much worse. Little baby girls are much tougher when it comes to surviving gunshot wounds, illnesses, you name it. That's a fact. In fact, in the entire mammal family, females are more resistant to disease. The females live longer in every species of mammal because they've got to carry a baby inside of them. They've got to be pretty tough. They have to be able to deal with outside threats to the body. So men are physically stronger, but women can make a baby and are genetically and at the mitochondrial level stronger. But I digress. We've gone from 1 in 35,000 with autism to 1 in 58. The only other place in the world worse is South Korea. They give more vaccines. It's like 1 in 28 now. In fact, a large portion of their boys are just gone. They've been brain damaged. Now, the vaccines go in and they cause autoimmune responses. They cause Guillain-Barre's. They cause death. They cause narcolepsy. The inserts that come by law with the shot container, a little ampule. Say that. Now, when you go to a Walgreens or you go to any other clinic, they're going to give you the fact sheet. Now, the fact sheet's something they made up. It's not the by law insert. You want the package insert. You can walk right into CVS or anywhere and say, I'm thinking about taking the flu shot. Please give me the insert. They'll try to give you a fact sheet. You go, oh, no, I want the insert. And every container they've got's got one in it. They got piles of them back there in the trash can. They'll play dumb. But by law, they got to give it to you. And when they give it to you, it's written in print half the size of a pocket Bible. So you get your magnifying glass out, and you look at it. Now, the meme you see on screen of your TV viewer has been banned by Facebook. And all it is this is a vaccine insert, and then next to it, this is not. It's a vaccine BS sheet. So, everyone I know has a vaccine horror story. My uncle was in high school, stepped on a nail at our farm, my dad's brother. He was already being looked at to go directly to professional baseball and just bypass college. He was that good as a pitcher. He swole up, was in the hospital 3 weeks and almost died. And he was never as good at baseball again. My mom was on the UT master swimming team and was winning gold and silver medals. She again started swimming because she was about 35. She was beating Olympic athletes in swimming. UT told them all get shots. They came and gave them a flu shot. She was in bed for a month and a half, lost 40 pounds, was never herself again. Yeah, that's how it works. So, that was bye-bye there for her. I mean, this is everyone I know. I mean, I'll be out on vacation or holiday, as they say in Europe. And every time, there's a family with 3 or 4 kids and this little boy who's autistic, and I say, what happened? Well, at 18 months, he got his third round of shots. He was talking, running, walking, and then he had convulsions at the clinic or at the school or convulsions when he got home, and then he didn't talk for a month, and then this is what we have. So imagine a world where creepy Joe Biden isn't supposed to squeeze on you and put his nose in your hair, which I agree. But the government that's been caught giving poor people all the world syphilis and all these other secret atomic soldiers and all these programs, we're supposed to trust Big Pharma and Bayer that knowingly with the Clintons shipped out millions of ampules of HIV-infected products in the Factor VIII scandal on record. And then all the other thousands of things we know. Facebook and Twitter and Google attack anyone now that does this. They've actually organized paid brigades to go out and say anybody that doesn't accept all the hundreds of shots we want to give you now is a criminal. Think about that. And when you go to the hospital and you have a baby, they go, oh, you got to take the shot. And later the nurses go, actually, none of us take them. Man, they're deadly. Every person I know who's been in the military talks about how they'll vaccinate the platoon and 5 people get sick, 1 person dies. Or it's an experimental vaccine, and they'll give it to the special operations guys, and 3 of them die, and 100 of them get sick out of 1,000. What do you think they're putting in you? Finally, Air Force and Army doctors 20 years ago said, no more anthrax shots. And some of them got court-martialed over it. They were giving them the shots. It was killing people. You can't attenuate anthrax. Anthrax has been confirmed to be able to live in the ground 50,000 years. It's a plant spore. You can't microwave it and kill it. You can't radiate it and kill it. The only way you can kill it is to burn it up until it's ashes. But they started giving troops 30 years ago experimental attenuated anthrax vaccine. It's a spore that scientists believe may have created life on this planet. I'm not saying that. But it's the toughest thing they've ever found. You could shoot it in a rocket to Mars, and it could crash into the Martian soil and be alive in 10,000 years. But they inject a deadly plant spore that replicates in the tissues of the body into men and women, and then wonder why so many get sick. And it was totally experimental. It was illegal to give anybody in the military. And we all know this stuff. We're all aware of this. They're engaged in secret testing. So Trump came out years ago. Here's a collection of his tweets. We have his new one. Massive combined inoculations to small children is a cause for big increase in autism. 2012. Yeah, that's when Barron got so hurt. Running around talking super healthy. Didn't talk for a month or so. Crapping all over himself. That'll wake up, Daddy. Lots of autism and vaccine response. Stop these massive doses immediately. Go back to single spread out shots. What do we have to lose? Well, yeah, Japan does that. Still lowers IQ. Healthy young children, goes to the doctor, gets pumped with massive shots of many vaccines, doesn't feel good, and changes. Autism. Many more cases. With autism being way up, why do we have to lose to having doctors to give small dose vaccines versus big pump doses? Oh, no, because they want to give them 10, 15 things at a time. That's the eugenics goal. I've had the nurses on record where they take the preemies. You should never give preemies shots because it'll kill them. And they give them extra. And then they put them on respirators once they can't breathe. Oh, the baby's dying. Put them on a respirator. It's all the eugenics. Remember the governor of Virginia? We keep them comfortable. Autism way up. I believe in vaccinations, but not massive. All at once shots. Too much for small children to handle. Government should stop now. That's so. As he got pressure, he started to back down. That's 2014. But notice, they don't want that. They have hundreds of shots they want to make mandatory. There's already 47 they claim are mandatory. Then they lie to you and say it's the law when it's not. U.S. health officials alarmed by paralyzing illnesses in kids. They even admit in New York, oh, all these new diseases are coming in because they supposedly have eradicated polio, but it doesn't always eradicate it. It's coming in out of Latin America. So now instead of calling it polio, they go, oh, your kid had a polio shot. They're protected. We don't know what this is, even though something like polio ate his nerves. And they say, oh, it's going to get a lot worse. Of course it is. Because the UN's been caught adding polio to vaccines. Look it up. And SV40. Simian virus 40, a cancer virus, extracted not from simians, but extracted from the immortal cell line. You're being implanted for death.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now comes out World Autism Awareness Day 2019, significance, history, and theme via at HT Tweets. So he's pushing people over to the vaccine damage awareness group of victims who CNN and others keep calling bullies. And how they do this is they claim, pro-vaxxers had somebody say something mean to them once on Facebook or Twitter. Probably the left doing it, probably smiling. But how about millions of dead kids? How about millions of brain damaged kids? How about vaccines being given government liability protection where they can't get in trouble for what's in them? And the whole history of secret experimentation. So my friend Pat Riley just had his second son overnight with his wife. And so let's document cam zoom in on this, please. And he sent us a copy of what they gave him. And it's all meant to make it look like they care about you. And again, the doctors compartmentalize, the nurses are compartmentalized. Most of the nurses, I've had four kids in hospitals, are listeners and say, oh my God, we know vaccines have got bad stuff in them, and we see it kill kids, and we see it hurt the preemies, and they shouldn't be giving it to pregnant women, and it's all there. So, it shows the mother and the baby. If you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. And it says, welcome to the mother-baby unit. It says, birth certificate, worksheet completed, mother and newborn, vaccines and information cards. Oh, now we give the mommy shots. And then it goes through the Hep B and the other ones they gave me that are really deadly and really hurt people. Verify, obtain, correct pediatrician, lactation consultant, and they really try to get your kid on formulas that have a smaller brain. And then pediatrician identified to hand them off. Newborn heart screen, that's important. Hearing screen, 24 hours. Newborn blood draw. Now, they could test this right there on the spot. They send it off to a UN database. I exposed this first in 1997 with nurses in San Antonio at the military base. And there were lawsuits filed in Minnesota and Texas years later confirming that there's a secret global DNA database with your blood and that it's sold to big tech pharma. But then later when you want to get a genetic testing or treatment, they claim they own your DNA and your proteins and your genetic treatments you can get. That's major headlines where people go in to get a genetic treatment. They go, oh, sorry, we took your blood decades ago when you were born. We own you. Not kidding. Look it up. So they prick the kid's foot, get a bunch of blood. It's not for testing blood disorders. It's sent off to a UN database. Circumcision, if applicable. How about vaccines, if applicable? And I agree. We're going to stop cutting little girls' genitals off. We should leave the boys alone. Car seat in room, oh, we care so much about you. Vital signs, hours before you leave. Multiple disciplinary round, everybody comes in to sign off for their liability. Make sure Big Pharma and the corrupt eugenics board running the hospital gets what they want. Rx given and medications reviewed. Discharge orders. Mother vaccine information cards. Yeah, put you on file like a dog, what we've given you. All the borders open and unlimited illegal aliens pour in with every drug-resistant TB and disease you can imagine. polio porting and everything, but oh, it's okay. It's your fault if you don't have a vaccine. Discharge education, that means brainwashing. Newborn ID bans verified. Form signed, security tag removed. And now you go to the home to have your brain damaged child. That's a soft kill that will take your resources and destroy America. So, India, Japan, they're all cutting back the vaccines are getting rid of because they don't want a giant mass of retarded people. But here, it's what they want. The Prozac, the fluoride, the Ritalin, all of it. Big tech, big pharma, you know, the company that brought you Oxycontin said, we're going to hurt millions and then make money getting them off of it. Bayer knowingly putting HIV in their products, working with the Clintons to do it. And you go, why would they do that? Because they're evil. They get brownie points with the devil. That's what this all comes down to. They leave our borders wide open, and now they've got all these groups bullying people that don't go along with all the vaccines. More, more, more. Oh, we want to give you a shot for meningitis. There's hundreds of types of viral bacterial meningitis. The vaccine admits it doesn't cover you. Oh, here, let's give you a vaccine for human papillomavirus that there's thousands of. It only covers a few, and it's absolutely linked to death, neurological disorders, and sterilization in women. It was an illegal vaccine, but they got the government to declare it a national emergency, and so they forced it. They had to pull it back because of so many deaths, but they'll still push it on you. They're seeing what they get away with, and it's not the whole government. It's criminal health board eugenics groups set up by the British and the U.S. Germany adopted it. Others adopted it. After World War II, it went underground. We never got rid of this. We got rid of the Hippocratic Oath with this system and brought in the bioethics. That was the Nazis would decide, does someone have value with an IBM computer? So they would say, we're not going to kill you. The computer says you're worthless. Well, now they have computers that decide, actual IBM computers at these hospitals. They send off the findings. The computer says keep you alive or not, and the doctors all wash their hands. I'm going to say it again. Literal IBM AI is running all this. You can't make it up. And history repeats itself. I'm going to go to break, but I'm going to tell you, Mother Nature has given us things to fight back. And the biggest one is our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Similar formulas are sold for $300 to $400 at medical facilities. It's still over the counter, but doctors push it because it is incredible. PQQ, CoQ10, the things that are in this, they're very expensive. The synthetic versions are sold at stores with, you know, half or a third of the dose for $50. This isn't synthetic. This is made from organic sources, ladies and gentlemen, which is patented and very, very hard to do if you research it. So our PQQ, our CoQ10 is all the best, known to regrow nerves, known to slow the shrinking of telomeres in the DNA. It's next level. I've never done 60% off. It's been sold out for almost 6 months, but I want you to experience it, so we're selling it right at cost, ladies and gentlemen, almost a loss leader at InfoWarsStore.com for $59.80. We got colloidal silver for $10. They sell it at Whole Foods for $25. The best stuff. Everything's discounted right now. Store-wide free shipping, 50 to 60% off. But this is a big deal. The best ever on DNA Force Plus. It's amazing. Go read the 5-star reviews. Find out why people love it. Find out why it's so special. See what it does for yourself. You know, this has got patented, proven stuff. I can even tell you the claims, unlike most supplements. But this baby is just amazing. DNA Force, it's great for people of all ages, but 40 and above, it's really important. And it's important to make it a regimen and take it every day. Of all the products we've got for your body, this is the best, along with X2 and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and the Fish Oil. But out of everything, I got to say, it's either DNA Force or X2. But then the Fish Oil is amazing. I remember to take it, and the turmeric's awesome as well. Save the First Limit sale is about to end. 60% off, the 50% off store-wide. Free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. All right, I'll give the number out. We come back and hit the really big news. Stay with us. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, there's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Remember, it was Adam P. Schiff that made up all the Russiagate crap. He's a criminal involved in all of it. Facing indictment himself. He sent letters to Facebook. In the middle of February, on Valentine's Day, a sick, evil insult to the children, saying anybody that disagrees with vaccination is medical disinfo and must be taken down. So now if citizens want to go tell you what happened to them when they took a shot or what happened to their kids, you can't do it. Well, you can tell people if you like the barbecue place or if you like the ballet, but if you're a mother or father, you want to go online and tell folks, hey, my kid had convulsions after their shots and never talked again and now craps all over themselves. So let me warn people, you ain't doing it because Schiff says no because he's a damn predator. Again, over 10,000 declassified projects, many of which were killing people on purpose, run by criminal eugenics cults in our government. What, you think the only cults out there cutting their ding-dongs off and taking barbiturates and vodka to put on their Nike tennis shoes and fly up to Hell Bop are out in California? And of course, that was a big IT group in Silicon Valley. That runs the gamut. That's just par for the course with these loons. And their God believes we should be depopulated before they ascend. Now, I don't believe this, but I'm telling you, it's a depopulation cult, and that's why AOC, I'm going to cover that next segment, and Beto and all of them are saying the world is going to end. They want an apocalyptic attitude so you give up, so they can rob everything. It's a talking point. These people mean business. Now, speaking of that, there's a report up on Infowars.com. A-list rap artist Nipsey Hussle murdered after plans to expose Big Pharma. Now, what's incredible about this report is, regardless if he was killed because of a film he was working on, I don't know. We don't know. We just asked a question. At the end, Greg Reese, great researcher, pulls up mainstream news articles from the 80s and the 70s when they patented HIV, when they put it in the vaccines in New York City, used gay men as the vector because they had a lot of sexual partners, where they gave it to Africans. I mean, that's a fact. That's not a rumor. And then people say, well, it isn't as fatal as it used to be. That's because they've got treatments they've suppressed. But they don't give those to the general public. Also, viruses tend to mutate. And so a lot of viruses will mutate into something deadly. They'll also mutate out of something deadly. So you've got to have the original batch to re-inoculate to cause it. And see, the globalists say there's too many people. And let's just say they're right, 7.5 billion people. This is how they cull. China says, you know, you only have one kid. So don't lie to yourselves. Don't lie to yourselves. They give premature babies vaccines because 10 years ago it said don't, it'll kill them. They want them dead and they want to manage your kid dying and the nurse is getting used to it so they can really start killing people. It's called successive approximation, incrementalism. No, go read a history book on Hitler taking power. They're all the same. First thing he did was to get the doctors on his side because the doctor says this. The doctor says that. The doctor says that we've got to kill your baby. That's where the abortion and the eugenics and then the infanticide started and the killing old people. And pretty soon it was everybody. You understand? I know you understand. And so that's where all this comes from. And IBM helped run the whole thing. Do you think they can have us on Facebook talking about this or on Twitter or on YouTube? No, they can't. They don't want you to know. What I've told you, everything is admitted. Now, HIV has killed hundreds of millions of people. But they've used HIV infection as a cover for a bunch of other deadly stuff they've been testing in Africa. And the globalists said it's only fair if we all sign on. And so the argument was, in the 60s, these were in white papers I've covered, I made films about it, Endgame 2.0, that if we kill people outright here, folks will notice there'll be an opposition. We've got a soft kill and then test it on the public to see if the nurses and doctors in public notice. But we'll actually just wound people so they don't reproduce. So if a male is brain damaged and never talks again or is autistic, he's not going to be having kids. So the argument was we'll just lobotomize him. That's it. And they're just upping the amount. It just gets worse and worse. They're just seeing, okay, they're used to like, okay, it's 1 in 35,000. It's, you know, 1 in 20,000. It's 1 in 15,000. It's 1 in 10,000. It's 1 in 5,000. It's 1 in 1,000. It's 1 in 85. It's 1 in 74. It's 1 in 58. Okay, they're not resisting. Turn it up. Add more. and they're just frying us. Let's go to Greg Reese's report. Here it is.
This weekend, the city of Los Angeles lost a valuable member of their community. A-list rap artist and community philanthropist Nipsey Hussle.
I rarely do this. I looked at the clock wrong. I was looking at another report that's 3.5 minutes. This is a 4.5 minute report. I'll have to go to that when we come back from break. Sorry. But this is a fact. It's a fact. Hospitals keep babies alive and take their organs. If they've got a working class mom who's alone, she comes in, her water's broken, the bioethics board thing clicks through, they find drugs in her body, they can say, well, this baby in the actuary, the computer's programmed, might end up being a drug addict, going to have problems. They say bad gene pool. We've even seen that in testimony. That clicks out to the bioethics board. We got a genetic match. This hospital group can make $500,000 off this. All right. Induce labor, take the child, have police arrest the woman, the police don't even know, say that she's got drugs in her, say the baby's got an illness, we're going to decide if we can save them. It's taken to a special wing. It is put on opiates to keep it comfortable, as the governor of Virginia said, and they harvest that baby within a few days and sell the goods. Now, that's how you start a hardcore cult. And then suddenly the nurses that aren't even on that wing start getting big bonuses, big raises. And the nurses on the wing start making $300,000 a year. And it's over. You've now got an army of doom. And once you've got an army of doom, who's a hardcore professional group of crooks who believe what they're doing, a computer told them to do it, bioethics, the doctors are making $5 million a year, the hospital group's making billions, and it's a big joke. And it's a charity hospital with a big old cross on the side. And they're killing babies in there, baby. And the mama just knows, I'm sorry. I got on heroin or whatever. I'm sorry. Well, and then, well, we'll see how your baby does. A week later, they're in jail. Your baby didn't make it because of what you took. No. There's women listening right now going, oh, my God, that happened to me 10 years ago. That's right. I want you to know the op. And they take your and they tell you, you killed your baby. No, I killed my baby. The Clintons for over a decade, knowingly, let prisoners specifically with HIV and hepatitis give blood and then Bayer on purpose mixed it into millions of hemophiliacs, factor VIII product. And the corporate documents came out in Australia and France, and they're actually in the documents saying, there's too many hemophiliacs. We're doing the earth a favor. Yes. Bayer Pharmaceutical worked directly for Hitler and IBM, and they will kill you. They will kill your family. Merck coming up will put HIV in your vaccine, and Merck, and will give you the Gardasil, and they'll murder you hard, and you'll love them for it, and they'll murder you again. Your 18-month-old son will be happy playing happy, and you'll take those shots, and you'll have a convulsion, and you'll go along with the system. He'll take care of him for 40 years till you die. And then he'll be put in an institution and he'll have his organs taken. Because you belong to Satan. Your soul and your body, and you will never resist. You will submit to the globalists. You will bow to them. You will take the shots. You will brain damage your children. You will drink the fluoride. You will open the borders. And you will submit your soul to hell. Now bow.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trying to be depressing here, Alex Jones Back Live. I'm not trying to say all these horrible things to be mean. Everybody knows about the drugs that kill people and the fin anti-fat drug that destroys your heart. Everybody knows about antidepressants they gave women back in the 50s and 60s that caused kids to have deformed arms and legs. But nowadays you complain about what all these drugs are doing. They tell you you're crazy. Shut up. You're not allowed to talk about that. And by the way, they've got laws in Congress they're trying to pass where you won't see the drug ads on TV anymore, where they've got to tell you it might kill you, might cause you to have a heart attack, might cause you to go crazy. You always hear what they got to tell you, just a few of the hundreds of side effects. It's always people having a great time, but by the way, this might kill you. Notice most of the ads, they go, by the way, have you ever had vaccines lately? You can't take this. Or, by the way, do you have an autoimmune response? You can't take this. I know two people in this building whose children died from vaccines, and the government told them. One worked in the Army in special operations, and they were deployed overseas, and they gave the daughter multiple shots and killed her. And while they were overseas, and then another person, I won't even get into the details, their child died, and then they told them, no vaccine, you had an autoimmune response. But then there was another person who worked here a while back, and she went overseas to the East, and they told her, the State Department said, you've got to take these shots. She took the shots a month before she was to go. It almost killed her. She couldn't breathe, was getting numb, everything. She took another job. And they told her, they said, you probably can't ever take another vaccine because now you're allergic to them, just like a bee sting. It'll kill you. They know this. I'm telling you things that are like, red lights mean stop. Yellow means slow down and get ready to stop. Green means go. That's why I'm so frustrated. I'm not telling you something that I just made up. That's why they go through the whole history of what I've done, try to find a few things where I was wrong or not certain, and then they go, hey, admit you're wrong. Okay, I was wrong. He admits everything's a fraud. He's a scammer. They have a secret vaccine fund that has $4-plus billion in it. And they secretly pay the money out, and they make you waive your rights. I mean, you'll have like a dead kid, they give you a couple hundred thousand dollars. And that's if you go through all the hoops. It's unbelievable. All right. I want to go to this A-list rap artist, Nipsey Hussle, murdered after plans to expose Big Pharma. And the guy's just outside his business shop, and a dude comes over to act cool in front of his girlfriend and kills him. By the way, how is CNN? I'm not even going to show it. I didn't show the other things. I don't want to show it. How is CNN showing Nipsey Hussle getting gunned down right in the chest and head? I mean, it's boom, boom, right there. But nobody can show what happened in New Zealand. By the way, we just showed shots of his gun and him going in. So I don't want to show that. Our TV stations don't want that on air. I came in and said, we're not airing that. My crew didn't want to air it. We didn't want to say the guy's name, but we had to. Because the media was. They took down a bunch of people's YouTube channels and said, because Jones showed the shooting. No, I didn't. But the point is, they can show the shootings, but we can't. Again, this double standard never ends. But let me tell you, if you're a radio listener, this is powerful. But if you are a TV viewer, it's really powerful because you can see all the mainstream news articles. And I've forgotten the patents and the mainstream news. I was promiscuous, and I'm not even proud of this because it was fun for a while, but it wasn't fun. But the 80s were crazy. Late 80s were just wild. That was way crazier than the 60s. And I remember a few times when I was like 16 or so, I was like going out with some 25-year-old women and stuff that were pretty wild. I wasn't going to topless bars, but I was dating topless girls and stuff. And my dad was laughing. He goes, son, you got to worry about syphilis or hepatitis or something. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be having sex before you're married, and you should wear a condom if you are. But he goes, HIV is a bioweapon, and it's almost impossible for whites to get it unless it's a large blood transfusion. And it's been in the news that it was put in the gay men's vaccines in the late 1970s. And he had, like, literature and stuff on it. And later, that all turned out to be true. But that's what's so crazy about all this, is that this is hiding in plain view. This is all hiding in plain view. It's going on, and we won't research it or say no. And now they're trying to bully us to take even more vaccines. My God, what's it going to take? 1 in 10 kids being brain damaged to understand what's happening? Let's go to the report. Here it is.
This weekend, the city of Los Angeles lost a valuable member of their community. A-list rap artist and community philanthropist Nipsey Hussle was gunned down in broad daylight. Without clear evidence of a motive, his murder is being portrayed as gang violence, but many suspect he was assassinated to silence him. Nipsey Hussle was producing a documentary about Dr. Sebi.
I think the story is important. I think it's a powerful narrative.
It is.
You know what I mean? And I think imagine this. Anybody in this room, if I could say, hey, somebody cured AIDS, y'all be like, yeah, right. And then I can show you an example of him going to trial, proving in a court to a jury that he cured AIDS. Y'all would be interested in that.
Absolutely.
And y'all would look into the way he did it, right?
Dr. Sebi was a Honduran herbalist known for successfully curing AIDS. What is most interesting is that in 1988, Dr. Sebi took his case to the Supreme Court and won. The judge asked Dr. Sebi to provide a single witness who was cured of AIDS. Dr. Sebi provided 77, proving in a court of law that his claims were legitimate. In 2016, Dr. Sebi was arrested and died in jail. His arrest records have not been released, so it remains unclear as to why he was arrested in the first place. Nipsey Hussle believed that Dr. Sebi was murdered to protect the pharmaceutical industry's capital gain. On the same day as Nipsey's murder, the University of California announced that we need funding to eliminate new HIV infections. Their solution is a lifetime dependence to pharmaceuticals costing thousands of dollars a month. The black community has been stricken with AIDS more than anyone else. According to so-called experts, this is due to stigma, fear, discrimination, and homophobia.
No, it's a bioweapon.
In 2003, Dr. Boyd Graves sued the U.S. government, claiming that the HIV/AIDS virus was designed as biological terrorism against African Americans. In the lawsuit, Dr. Graves submitted Dr. Robert Gallo's 1971 special virus paper, which reveals how the United States was seeking a virus particle that would negatively impact the defense mechanisms of the immune system. In 1978, Zbigniew Brzezinski submitted National Security Council Memorandum 46 to the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, and the Director of Central Intelligence. Brzezinski recommended that special clandestine operations should be launched by the CIA to generate mistrust and hostility in order to disrupt the black community. In April 1984, Dr. Robert Gallo filed a United States patent application for his invention, the HIV/AIDS virus. Dr. Graves claims the AIDS virus was added as a complement by pharmaceutical company Merck to experimental vaccines given to homosexuals and members of the black community in America and Africa. Shortly thereafter, the two regions were overwhelmed with mass infections of the AIDS virus. We know that the U.S. government is capable of doing this. In 1932, the Public Health Service, working with the Tuskegee Institute, allowed hundreds of black men to die of syphilis, while countless others were allowed to be infected with the disease. Was Nipsey Hussle murdered to keep him from exposing these crimes to his massive audience? Sadly, the world may never know. But now, artist Nick Cannon has hinted towards wanting to finish Nipsey's documentary on the herbalist Dr. Sebi. Reporting for Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. And by the way, Greg was being very conservative. It was tens of thousands from Appalachia to Brazil to Honduras to where they got the llamas. What's that South American country? Peru. Giving people the syphilis to then spread it. And so, again, it's not our whole government. It's criminal eugenics elements left over from the eugenics movement. Hitler got all that from the U.S. and England. Look it up. It's mainstream history. It's crazy. Hey, well, I'm going to open the phones up next hour. I'm going to give the number out when we come back. We'll hear from you all on any issue you want to cover, anything you want to talk about. I've got a lot more to get into. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Your calls are coming up, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, though. First-time callers. Please don't forget, the mega sale is about to end. Store-wide free shipping.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.